Hello, everyone. Thank you again for joining me for another episode of the Door Shooters podcast. I just want to let you guys know that a new updated version of my book is now available on Amazon, and it will be soon available on my website for an autographed copy. And you can find it on Amazon just by typing Door Shooters Overcomer, or just by typing Door Shooters. There should be no issues in being able to find that book. And is a new updated version. It's has new stories, got new, better writing, better grammar, you know, different things, different organization of how the book is read, different things of that. And if you already have a copy, I would, you know, encourage you guys to buy a copy for your friends, buy a copy for your family members. You know, if you know someone that's struggling with, you know, bullying or struggling with, you know, a disability, different things of that nature, that you can show them, you know, my book, or give them my book, that they may be encouraged by the story of what God has done in my life and what He is doing in my life. So I hope you guys do that and check it out. And if you want a autographed copy, you know, keep looking on my Facebook page at Door Shooters, or my website, DoorShootersMinistries.com, and it will soon be available on there as well. And today I want to talk about, you know, just how stressful life can be. For me, life has been very stressful the last several weeks. Just my dad and I, we have to move, and finding a place, you know, a 2-bedroom, 1-bath apartment in the Bryce Range that we are looking for on Long Island is a very difficult thing to do. And, you know, applying for places and finding out that it's not available, or looking at places and just knowing and feeling that it's not the right spot for you guys, for us to be in, is hard, because you're trying to find that right place to be in. But throughout all of this, and this is what I want to encourage you guys with today, is knowing that regardless of the stresses that we've faced, and regardless of the stresses that I have been through in the last several weeks, I know that God is with me. I know that God is leading me and guiding me through this situation, through this time, in knowing that in the end, everything will be okay. In the end, everything is going to be okay. In the end, He will show us where we need to be and where we need to go. And the how, or the and the house and the apartment that we need to be in, He will show us what that place needs to be, and the location needs to be in, and, you know, maybe even the state that it needs to be in. Hey guys, I just wanted to put an ad in this episode. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. One, it's free. There's a creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And I've tried it, and it's really easy to do. It's not as complicated or as difficult as you would think it would be. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Download the free Anchor app or go to your Anchor.fm to get started. flipping 4-6 says, do not be anxious about anything, putting everything by prayer and petition with grit. You request of God and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And I think when we're dealing with stress and when we're dealing with anxiety and we're dealing with even with fears and concerns, whether it be about our own life or about our world around us and what's happening in the world, that we need to, you know, go to God and we need to pray to God and we need to ask God to help us and to give us His peace and to give us His comfort and to give us His understanding through the Holy Spirit to help us to know what it is that He has for us and know what it is that He wants for us in our lives. And just knowing that regardless of what happens, regardless of what is going to take place, that He's still on the throne and that He's still there with us and that He still has a plan and a purpose for our lives, you know, should bring us comfort and should bring us peace in knowing that He is there and that He will lead us even when it's hard to see Him and hard to see the plan and the purpose that He has already planned out for us. And I just wanted to encourage you guys with that and ask you guys for prayer for me and for my dad and for looking for the house and looking for a new place to live. And, you know, I would love for you guys to follow me on Instagram and at Dorsey Ross and to follow me on Twitter and, you know, check out my Facebook page. I would love to make contact with you guys if you guys have any speaking opportunities that you want me to come and speak at and kind of minister to, and whether it be a school or whether it be youth or whether it be men's groups, you know, please let me know. And you guys can even donate to this podcast to keep it going and to keep it moving forward. I hope you guys have a great day and God bless and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.